Tom, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time today. Let me ask you some questions about the microscope that GEDMED sells. Can you tell me, so we can start off here, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your time with GEDMED?
I'll be brief with that, Sean. GEDMED's been my corporate home since 1984, and I've had the opportunity to watch the company grow steadily since that time.
Great. And I understand that you're the product manager for the microscopes. How long have you been in that role?
Yeah, well, GEDMED has a very diverse line of products for many medical specialties, which I've enjoyed being involved with those products through my career. But the microscopes specifically now, I have been managing those for about 15 years exclusively.
15 years, so you've seen a lot of change in that time.
Yes, sir.
How long has GEDMED carried the CAPS microscope?
GEDMED has been representing the CAPS scopes exclusively since 1981.
Boy, that's a long time. Can you tell me a little bit about a little background on the CAPS company itself?
Yeah, so the CAPS company is based in the Aslar-Wetzlar region of Germany, and that's near to the Frankfurt area. Holger Kaps is the director of the company. He's actually the third-generation director, and his son is presently working in the company as well. So CAPS was originally formed in the 50s by Holger's grandfather, and that's where they started employing their expertise in mechanical expertise in optical microscopes and rifle scopes.
Oh, nice. Okay. So they've been around. They've got the technology down a little bit.
Exactly. They know what they're doing.
Okay. One of the things that I'm aware of is the high quality lenses that the CAPS microscopes employs. Can you expand a little bit on that subject?
Sure. So, CAPS is using some of the highest quality glass lenses that are produced in the world. There's a company over in Mainz, Germany, called Schott Glass. And they produce lenses for many of the higher-end microscopes, including the Carl Kaps scopes. Kaps is incorporating this glass technology and an apochromatic technology in their lens system. And an apochromatic technology basically corrects for spherical and chromatic aberrations. And by correcting for these things, it provides a more accurate color and physical rendition of the subject matter.
So kind of true-to-life color and clarity?
Correct, exactly. So that way there's no question about the tissue color, if there's issues in anything of that nature by the physician, yeah.
Gotcha. Can you tell me about some of the, besides the lenses, can you tell me some of the unique features that the CAPS microscopes offers?
Oh, sure. So the V-Series utilizes what's called a modular design. This means that future upgrades and additions of accessories, such as maybe video or digital cameras, can be easily added in the office. There's also a fine focusing feature that's incorporated into the objective lens of this microscope. So the microscope, instead of moving the whole body of the scope up and down to fine focus, it only moves the small objective lens up and down. But best of all, and this is the real highlight of the microscope, is the V-Series itself, because it offers twin beams of light. This is a standard feature, and the only microscope that offers this is a standard feature. Basically, what the CAPS company did was they located a prism above and below the line of sight, and those two prisms then are focused light down to the field, and this illuminates shadows.
Nice. So you never, you can't really block off the light. You've always got a secondary or a different angle that the light is shining from, correct?
No, you're never working in the dark with this microscope, exactly.
Nice. Now, from previous conversations we've had, what I found was really interesting was the modular effect or the modular design that the V-Series offer. Can you tell me a little bit of some of the add-ons or some of the different modulation that you can configure with
sure.
the V-Series?
Yeah, so this type of modular design, it's extremely durable, and it really adds to the potential longevity of this microscope. So future ideas of adding video or digital cameras or even co-observation, those can be added years after the microscope's put in service if the customer so desires. So it's not something that has to happen at the time of purchase if budgetary constraints won't allow it. But also, I guess, one of the more critical components about this is that everything being modular, that means if there is the unlikely need for service, these components can be very easily exchanged and don't necessarily require a very costly and time-consuming service call.
Which is, you know, saves time and saves money, right? You don't have to take the whole thing apart. You can just send one small component in and take care of the problem right there.
And that was Jed Mettenkamp's philosophy behind developing this V-Series microscope, was to make it modular so that it was easy for anything to be done on it later on in life.
Gotcha. Would a good example of that be the addition of the LED light source that has replaced some of a traditional light source?
Oh, exactly. So the LED light, the implementation of the LED basically has replaced what I call a cost of owner, or a COO factor, cost of ownership. And you no longer have what can be expensive light bulbs, plus you have a more reliable microscope because in the middle of a case, you don't have to worry about losing your illumination.
Gotcha. So as technology changes, we can add that new technology change to the scope.
Potentially, going forward, that's exactly what we're attempting to do with this design, correct?
Good. So it's a good long-term investment.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of scopes on the market. What sets the V-Series CAPS microscope apart?
Well, the main thing that I would say sets it apart is the three things we've already discussed. The cost of ownership factor, the modular design, the mechanics of the microscope. I'd like to share some of that with you. You know, the mechanics of the microscope, the innovation that CAPS utilizes to produce these microscopes is a CNC manufacturing, laser-guided optical alignment. They use the LED illumination now. It's just some of the most innovative design breakthroughs in the V-Prism, the V-Style Prism. It makes it such a affordable yet reliable device that is just going to be so valuable long-term in any doctor's practice.
Great. Does this microscope, we're talking about an in-office scope. Does the V-Series offer any other types of scopes, like an operative microscope?
CAPS does offer clinical and surgical designs. The surgical version, which JedMed offers, is actually a very sophisticated, cost-saving innovation in contrast to some of the more costly operating room scopes doctors may be familiar with. For instance, instead of using electrically controlled clutches to lock articulation joints, the CAPS company introduced a unique adjustable torsion spring technology, and this will precision balance the scope and maintain the stability without that high cost of using all those electronic clutches.
Gotcha. So it's a good quality surgical scope with maybe perhaps without all the high-end expensive bells and whistles.
I would agree with that statement, yes.
Okay. Well, any last thoughts that you might want to share on the subject of the CAPS microscope that you might want to leave somebody with?
Well, yeah, you know, I've worked on a very wide variety of products over the 36 years I've been at JedMed in the phases of research and development, design, production, marketing, sales, support. But I've been most impressed with the CAPS company's ability to remain progressive in the ENT microscope market. And you can really tell this when you look at this product, that the main influence of the design is end user satisfaction.
Great. Well, Tom, I just wanted to say thanks for your time today. This is a plethora of information that I appreciate hearing once again. And I think some of the surgeons out there will take this information away and find it beneficial also.
Very good, Sean. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.